review bracha staf lamed zayin. The Gemara talks about what bracha one makes on a daisa shel chitim ketushos, on a porridge made with grains of wheat. So if it's made only with wheat, the bracha is bari minim is mizonos. If you actually put oil and shemen in it, then it's machlokas. Rav Yehuda holds the bracha shahakol because the ikur is the honey, and Rav Kahana holds the bracha bari minim mizonos because the flour is the ikur. Both Rav and Shmuel would say you make a mizonos because anything that has kol sheyesh bo mechameshes minei dagan is a bracha mizonos. Anything that has within it the chameshes minei dagan, you make a mizonos, even if the dagan is a minority of the mixture. And that's how Rava paskins as well. The Gemara goes on to talk about rice, orez v'dochen. What bracha do you make on rice? So if you eat them raw as they are, you make a bracha bar pi adama. If you make them into a cooked food, or you make them into a rice bread, so Rav and Shmuel would say you make a shahakol. But according to the Braisa, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, you would make a mizonos, and the bracha achrona, according to the Chachamim, is bori nefashos. According to Rabbi Gamliel, is ala michya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, however, has a unique shita. He holds that rice is a type of grain, and any bread that's made with rice, you would make hamotzi and a birchas hamazon. If you eat it as chametz on Pesach, you're chayiv kares. He holds mamish a grain. If you make it into matzah, you yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah on the night of the Seder. The Gemara then goes on to discuss what bracha to make on chita or a tafshil that's made out of chita, on wheat or a tafshil that's made out of wheat. So if one chews raw wheat, the way it is, according to the Rabbanan, you make a bar pi adam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, bore mine zra'im, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that always says we're very specific in the brachas that we make. If it's a tavshil, if it's a cooked food made with wheat, according to the Rabbanan, you make a bore mine mizonos, and the bracha achrona is ala michya. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you make a birchas hamazon as the bracha achrona. Then the last discussion on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is what bracha do you make on peros of the Shivas Haminim, one of the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. So certainly the bracha rishon is Bar Priya Eitz. What's the bracha achrona? Rabbi Gamliel holds birchas hamazon. That's the story the Gemara told toward the bottom of the Amud, that Rabbi Gamliel was sitting with the Rabbanon and they were having a meal, and he honored Rabbi Akiva to lead the benching, and Rabbi Akiva said ala michya instead of saying birchas hamazon, and Rabbi Gamliel got upset at him. Rabbi Akiva held like the Chachamim that the bracha is bracha achas mein shalosh. That's how Rabbi Akiva did, because not he didn't want to insult Rabbi Gamliel, but yachid v'rabim malacha k'rabim. You're supposed to pass on like the majority opinion, and the majority opinion Rabbi Akiva felt was the opinion of the Chachamim against Rabbi Gamliel. Then we turn over to Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The first discussion is if someone cooks bread. So what bracha do you make on bread that's been cooked? So if you could still see the pieces of bread, the brachas hamotzi and brachas hamazon as a bracha achrona. But if you can no longer see the pieces, the Rabbanan say it's a mizonos and an ala michya. And Rabbi Gamliel says no, still hamotzi and birchas hamazon. According to Rav Yosef, if there's no pieces that are still around, it means that there's no piece that's the size of a kazayis, he would make a mizonos. But if it came from a larger loaf of bread that has not been totally crumbled up, you would make hamotzi because the other half of the loaf still exists. Similarly, if you were to somehow knead them back together, all the crumbs, and bake them back together into a single unit, you would make hamotzi. According to Rav Sheshes, whenever it looks like bread, even on a piece that's less than a kazayis, you would make hamotzi and birchas hamazon. The Gemara then discusses how they would do the karban mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Chachamim, they would crush up the karban mincha prior to the kamitza to pieces that were at least a kazayis in size. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the minchas machvas marches and minchas marcheshes, they would crumble it up to such a fine crumb that it was less than a kazayis inside. It was literally looked like flour. The Gemara says that someone would make a Shechianu when they were bringing the Karban Mincha for the first time in a long time. Rashi holds it was the Yisrael that was making Shechianu. Tosfos holds it was the Kohen who was actually being Makriv that was making the Shechianu. The Gemara then discusses Truknin. What is Truknin? What bracha we make on it? Is Truknin chayiv and chala? So Truknin is a person makes a hole at the bottom of a kira, at the bottom of a stove, and he puts inside of that water and flour, so and it comes out of some doughy type of substance. You make a bar minei mizonos. If you kaveh su'uda on Truknin, you make hamotzi and birchas hamazon. It's considered to be lechemoni in the sense that you're able to be yotze yurchiv of matzah and Pesach, and according to the Stam of the Gemara, you're chayiv and challah on truknin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's not bread, it's pater from challah. And then finally, the Gemara discusses Teresa. and whether trisa is chayiv in challah. If a person takes a liquidy dough and a liquidy mixture of water and flour, and he pours it on the kira that's on a lit kira, so that's what this trisa is. It's pater from challah. If a dough is baked on a spit and it's oiled constantly while it's on the spit, or it's rubbed with may beitzim, with egg juices while it's on the spit, or oil, it's pater min challah. If a dough is baked in the sun and you weren't makbid on arranging it and setting it up in the proper way, so it's pater from challah. But if it's arucha na'a, if it's set up to make fine loaves and to look nice, so then it's going to be chayv and challah. And that is the chazara of brachos daf lamed zayin.